Come home, sweet pea. Tell me, how did it go? The exam, sweetie, the exam. Tell me how you think it went. Oh, come and sit down next to me and tell me all about it. Come on, sweetie, come here. So, what subject was it again? Oh, I hated that subject in school back in my school days, which was a very long time ago. So it's probably changed since then. So, how did you find it? Was it difficult, easy, medium? Oh, sorry, honey. I keep bombarding you with questions, but I can't help it. You worked so hard for this, so I want to see you do well, that's all. You can tell me all about it in your own time then. I'll stop being the annoying mom with my questions. I understand. However, sit back down. That wasn't your cue to run to your room straight away. I still want to talk to you, sweet pie. Well, I still have a lot to say to you. I can still see something is up. No, don't brush it off. I'm your mummy. I've known you my whole life. I know a lot more about you than you think, and I can tell you're anxious right now. It also makes me upset when you don't talk to me about things, because it makes me feel like I failed you. What kind of child can speak to their mummy? Sweetie, please, I'm not some scary monster. I know I can be when I turn the Xbox off after 3 a.m. in the morning, but that's only because I care about you having your rest. I'm not a monster at all. I'm a mom who loves and cares about you. You are the most important thing in my life. Now please, honey, you can open up to me. Come on, tell me what is making you anxious. I'm listening, sweetie. Go on, continue. Don't hold back. Yes, I understand you're anxious about the result. I remember when I was in university and I had to wait months upon months for my results. I couldn't even enjoy the vacation. So, can you tell me exactly, honey, what is making you anxious? No, sweet pea. You're scared if you fail? And so what if you do fail? Whatever result comes through that post, I don't care what it is. You tried your very hardest, okay? I can never be disappointed in you if you tried your best. And that's all you can do, honey. Just because I went to university doesn't mean that everyone else has to be academics in the family. You will choose your own path. You don't need amazing results to be successful. Look, what I'm trying to say is, I'll love you no matter what comes through the mail, okay? And I will accept you regardless. No letter can determine the love for my child. Understood? Exactly, honey, exactly. You tried all you could. I saw you studying your butt cheeks off. I don't see any reason why you could fail. You worked so hard on this. I think you're being way too harsh and pessimistic on yourself. I know it's easy to think the worst. And that's dangerous because then you start to think the worst for everything. Then you try less because you think things will go bad regardless. Sweetie, look at me. Okay? Please stop being so negative and realize also that you haven't even got your results yet and you most likely passed. You little negative Nelly now, aren't you? Mwah. Would you like a cookie? There you go. Take your favorite one from the plate. You deserve it. Also, I'm going to order you your favorite takeout to celebrate your success. Hey. No. Excuse me, lovely. What did I say about being a negative Nelly? You are a success because you tried your best, okay? No straight A's mean success in my eyes. You need to try your best and that's all that's good enough. Now stop and tuck into that cookie. It's my homemade ones you love so much. I made them specifically for you coming back home. Hey, I know you're edging to the end of the seat to get upstairs and load up your console, but I need to ensure one important thing. Well, I want to know if my little baby is okay. And you aren't lying to me anymore. Then go on, give me a smile. Give me one of your big, beautiful smiles. Ah, oh, there you go. You definitely didn't get that gorgeous smile from me. But I can see in your eyes you're still anxious. But not as much as you were before. I love you. And you'll be my successful little honey bunny no matter what, okay? You are young with a lot of options and you don't need to conform to anyone's standards but your own. The only person you'll be disappointing is yourself, sweetie, because I know that will never happen because you tried your best, remember? I need to keep highlighting this for you. Look, about the standards, okay? Just because your friends are doing something and your teachers are pushing academics onto you and how your results are the be and all, it's really not, okay? It's really not. It doesn't mean that it's the end of the world if you don't do as well as you thought you would. People are good at different things. It doesn't make you silly if you didn't get straight A's, honey. Okay? We still need plumbers in this world. We still need some big professors at universities. We still need teachers. We still need cleaners. We still need nurses. We still need bin men. Every person plays their own important role in society and they have different ways of getting there, some harder than others. But at the end of the day, everyone's work is very hard on everyone, but it's all important for society, so you're not a failure. Whatever you will do, sweetie, you will never fail, okay? People are just good at different things, okay? But I know you've passed, sweetie, no matter what. A D, a C, a B, an A, I don't care, honey. But I can feel in my heart that you won't be disappointed, okay? I've seen how hard you worked for this. Stop being hard on yourself. I love you. Have fun, and I'll let you stay on Minecraft past 3 a.m. tonight as your reward, okay? Promise me, if you're having any more issues or feeling sad, you come to Mummy, okay? And Mummy's going to try her best to make you feel better, because that's my job, okay? Sweetie, run along. Build something amazing for me. I cannot wait to see it. Yes, I want to see something amazing on the screen. Something to take your mind off how you're feeling, okay? Now, I'll start ordering, and I'll shout you down when it's here, okay? I'll give a kiss for Mommy. Okay. Go, go. Go. Yes, yes, this time I'm finished, I promise. Go, go.